Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sorry about that, brothers and sisters.
You never knew you were sad. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's the thing, it's not your fault, failure. It is not your fault, yes. It is not your fault, I believe. It is not your fault,
I feel grateful.
You never knew you'd be broke. You never knew you cried the tears that you cried. You never knew you lose the things you love. But I heard a voice say, I have the news, I have the news. That's your fortune. Good hands. That's your fortune. Be abundant.
That's your portion. Know what your portion is. Hallelujah. Our portion is good news. We're not trying to hear the bad stuff, what God ain't gonna do and what he can't do. We want to hear good stuff. That's our portion. Our portion is what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, called the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly are happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bell if she'd give us a word of prayer. And then we're going to get into the lesson. We're talking about trying the spirit, and we're picking the subject from 1 John 4, verses 1 through 6. So for those, this is your first time, you may want to go and find 1 John 4, 1 through 6. That's I, John 4, 1 through 6. Right now, my pastor should give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Good news is our portion. Amen. And the scripture I like to read is one of the foundational scriptures, 1 John, 4th chapter, and the first verse. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're thanking you, Father God, for another day. We're thanking you, Father God, for those who are listening, those that are listening by internet, and our pastor as he teaches the word. We ask, Father God, that you will continue, Lord, to have your way during our Bible study and help us to understand the word, Father God, as pastor divides the word rightly. Lord, we ask that you will be with each and every one that have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, for you know their hearts and their heart's desire and what they're going through. Lord, we know you're a way maker out of no way. We know that you will heal us, Father God, and we know that you will keep us in perfect peace. So continue, Lord, help us to stand on the word of God as we go through life's journey. Lord, we give you thanks for the word, and we're thanking you for each and every one. Continue to use our pastor mightily, Father God, and we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you. You know, our subject is found in, I don't know where that came from. But I will be found in 1 John 4, 1 through 6. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. This is why you need to try the spirit. And so today we're going to talk about seven ways to try the spirit, or seven ways to test the spirit, okay? And let me say this, brothers and sisters. I know some of you may not, or you may, I don't know. It may not even matter to you, which it should matter to you. But these are all kind of spirits out here. That's why he says telling us to try these spirits, because if not, you'll get bamboozled.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I mean, I that's just straight talk right there, but just I can't sugarcoat that. But you will be bamboozled if you don't try the spirit by the spirit and see if it be of God. Let me begin by saying it's so many different false prophets out here. There are preachers who really teach that God has failed. Now, I'm telling you what's on the internet out there. Tell you what's in different countries, in different towns, and maybe even where you live at. There are preachers preaching that God has failed. And this is what they base it on. They base it on the fact that Adam fail, so they said, but then God failed. They based it because Satan was able to take one third of heaven, so they said God was a failure. God lost the earth to Satan, and so they said God had failed. I mean, they teach that. and they don't go to the scripture to find out. Brothers and sisters, all this stuff has been predestined from the foundation of the world. God had already decided how this was going to play out. But see, people, they miss that. They don't share that part. You understand? Mm. And you got people like Joel Osteen. Maybe I shouldn't call him them. He teaches that 90. I'm going to pass the find the scripture. Find Romans 3. Romans 3, 10 through 12. I just want y'all to get ready for what I'm going to share with you, because there's a lot of false prophets. See, the Bible says many. It's a bunch of them. It ain't just like one or two. It's thousands of them out here. And you got to know what they preaching. Joel Osteen, he got this big church up in Houston, Texas. He teaches those people that 99.9% of the people are not bad, and that, you know, they've been hurt and all this good stuff, and they're not bad. And that's okay. They just need a positive way of showing things. That's what he teaches. But see, that's not scripture. Brother and sister, we are not to teach a positive message. We're to teach the gospel and what God said, that we all have sinned. So that means we all need a Savior. Matter of fact, Romans 3, 10 through 12, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after, there is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Amen.
So, see, none. This is why we need Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's not complicated to me. I don't know why people are so, why they made this so complicated. It's not complicated, brothers and sisters. We all need Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I don't want to start telling you about this preacher called Joseph or Prince or whatever his name is. He teach, you got to operate in a positive. He don't need, he preach, if you repent, you need to repent with your mind. Have a change of mind. Forget about having a change of heart. Just as long as your mind is changed.
Mm.
See, you got to test this to see, and you test it against the Word of God. Do that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, you don't want to be testing this against something. This become the proven ground right here, the Word of God. 2 Timothy, so we have to study. The 3:15, you have to study to show yourself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You can wrongly divide this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's why it's important that we rightly divide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, mental physics teaches that it's mind over matter. Yeah, that's what it teaches. So it's about your mind. No, your mind is carnal. Jesus said to Nicodemus, don't marvel at what I'm going to tell you, but you must be born again. This is a must. The spirit man must be born again so you can become this new creation.
Yeah.
And then you have that guy, what's his name, Stephen something. Frank. But anyway, he teaching people. And I mean, I got a whole list of folks now. I mean, I could tell you what George Myers say. It's just some crazy stuff. But that Stephen guy, he says, say, I am God. And I don't know, somebody said it was a misprint or they didn't, somebody missed what he was saying. No, you can't be God. Now, the closest thing we can do is we can be in Christ. And Christ in God, But you can't be God. You can't walk around here saying, I'm God, like Kanye West. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I know some of y'all, but when the Bible says many false prophets, well, the only way you're going to know is test them. See what they're working with. See how they stand true to the scripture. And you got people like Pastor Geno Jenkins. All he want to do is teach people to stay in the Old Testament. He got a false message.
Have mercy.
See, you're lying from the church building. And that's not the church. To me, that's already a false prophet. You're lying.
Mm.
When you're not teaching people they are the church, we're the church. That got to be, these false prophets have to be exposed. If we don't expose them, who going to expose them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean to tell y'all, what's his name, T.D. Jakes. He going to get these rich people around and let Tyler Perry lay hands on him. I don't care about none of that stuff. But then you don't get to get the opportunity to preach the gospel to people who just rich, and the only way you can receive from God, you got to give to God. It's not so, man. Last time I checked, and I'm going to show y'all how this works, and Pastor, you can read this if you will, in John 3:16-17. God never tell you, hey, y'all got to give me this for me to give you this. This is what the word of God says. See, this is how you try the spirit, by the spirit, by the word. The word is spirit. The words I say, they are spirit and they are life. So you trying the spirit by the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Last time I checked, you don't have to do nothing for God. God did it for us. We got to learn to receive what he's already did and stop trying to have our own way of thinking, our own religion, our own. And let me tell you, the false prophets went out 2,000 years ago. So if you're going to do your homework, don't worry about today. You got to go back 2,000 years ago and see what they're talking about. That's why you got to try the spirit. But read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen.
Yeah, God ain't said then you got to give $100, you got to give $50, you got to sow a seed. Oh, foolishness. Getting people to get their money. They prey on the less fortunate. That's why a lot of our people can't have that, because they too busy trying to support ministry, $65 million jets. And they'll take yours, and they could far less care about your light bill. What kind of love is that?
Have mercy.
This is how God loves. You don't have to give him anything. He gave. He gave. And if he hadn't gave us Jesus, everything would have been annihilated. It would be no earth, no world, no nothing. But he went on and gave us Jesus over 2,000 years ago. And then here's the requirement. If you listen, you'll see the requirement. The requirement, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And here's the requirement. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This ain't about no flesh. This is about your eternal life. You let the enemy trick you and get you off into the flesh stuff. Well, you got to go to church, got to do this, got to do that. And you get caught up in the flesh stuff and don't have anything to do with it. You are spiritual, having human experiences. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You become new because you're in Christ. You can't be bigger than your master, brothers and sisters. Come on now. Kanye West talking about he's a God. That other prophet, Stephen somebody, he talking about he. And God forbid, Jesse Duplantin. He said God had to ask him for stuff. God asked him, said, do you think this person here can get saved? When did God start doing that kind of stupidness?
Oh, wow.
See, this is for you to do your homework. Go and check out. I mean, go on the internet, and all you got to do is Google false prophets. Google it. See who all come up. You might see George Myers. You'd be surprised some of the people that been tagged as false prophets. So you didn't do your homework. Somebody did the homework for you. Then you ought to go pay attention. Since you're not going to go and study the person or study who out here teaching this garbage and some of us repeating what they're saying. Yeah, I knew a whole bunch of people. That's why he said many, many false prophets. I don't know how you add up many, but I know it's more than one or two or three.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Many false prophets. Many of them. Then went out. 1 John 4:1-3. And this is why he says he wants you to test, try the spirit by the spirit, and see if it be of God. So you, listen, brothers and sisters, try him not by your human spirit, but by your spiritual spirit. Well, how you do that, preacher? Well, the word of God is spirit and life. That's what John 6:63 says. For the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. So you try or you test. This is what you test it with. You want to see if gold real or silver real, take some ammonia. Stick it in there. See, you got to have something to test it by. You got to have something to test it with, not just think it. You got to use some kind of substance to test it. Let me see if this is real. Well, you use the word of God, since that spirit, and whatever spirit they working with, then you test it and see if it's of God. Well, you got to know what's at stake, man. Your life, your eternal life is at stake. And you're going to sell out because you got some religious spirit. There's a spirit of error.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and Creflo Dollar, he told everybody to stop tithing. He said, you don't have to tithe anymore. For years and years, for 20-some years, he taught to tithe. Then he turned around and said, okay, you don't have to tithe because we're living up under grace and truth. Okay, you got that right. Then he turned right around and said, it's better when you don't tithe because everybody didn't need to tithe. Some people gave more than they tithe because they could afford it. So he done got those people hooked up because you got more, you ought to give more so you can be blessed with more. And they're talking about physical stuff, substance. That ain't why Jesus came here, man. Let me get this straight right now. That is not why the Lord came. He came so we could have eternal life. You just read it. So you can have 40 acres and a mule. And that don't mean God don't want you to prosper. So I'm not trying to tell you that. God want everybody to live as comfortable. But this is just a place of dressing up for your spirit to get right so it can move on. Your spirit get right like it's supposed to be per the scripture. You may get up out of here tomorrow. Some of y'all still try to find some stuff. But in verses 2 and 3, it should start with your confession. What are you confessing? In 1 John, what is it, 4, 1 John 4, but I know I went somewhere else with this, but yesterday we talked about the spirit, so I'm just going to go straight into talking about the fact that that man needs to be tested, that man's spirit needs to be tested, so you'll know if it's false teachers or not. Because that's what you want them. It's their confession of Jesus, what they professing. Jesus is my big brother. No, he's not. That's not what he is. Jesus Christ is no longer Jesus, but he's Christ. He's seated at the right-hand side of the Father. That's where he's at. And that's who he is. He's God's only begotten Son, who was raised from the dead and became Christ, which means spirit. And then you got Louis Farrakhan saying, oh, I'm Christ. You ain't Christ. Maybe Christ is in you, the hope of glory, but you're not the Christ. I got a message from God Almighty because I'm the Christ. No, you're not. See, I don't listen to a bunch of foolishness, and I would love for you guys to not listen to a bunch of foolishness. That guy was on yesterday talking all day yak-yak and yang-yang. Oh, I wasn't having it and not going to have it. Go and get you a radio station, go get you a broadcast, and teach what you want to teach. And then I'm going to come right behind you and tell people you're teaching a false message. Because we need to be, and let me tell all you preachers, ministers, evangelists, teachers, whatever, you are commanded and commissioned by God to get people their eternal life. You holding that in your possession. Go and make disciples. That's what your job is.
Amen.
That's the job right there. Go and make disciples and turn them over to Christ. And then let the Holy Ghost teach them. You stop saying teaching your philosophy and your doctrine. Well, we've been doing this for 30 years. I don't think we've been doing it for 100 years. It's wrong. And I've been wrong. I can't not tell you how many times. So God said, what you do is you teach them according to my word. You teach them the Bible in light of redemption. You teach them that I'm in my word, and if they'll get in my word, I'll get in them. He said, that's a guarantee right there. I said, well, Lord, I need to show it to them. So then he told me to go down to John, I think it was John 15, and we'll go there. See, I just don't think I'm running off at the mouth because I don't have anything, brother and sister, but what the word of God say to present it to you. So in John 15 and the 7, get pastor to read that. See, a lot of times I like pastor to read it because I don't want y'all to think, oh, you can read it yourself, but I just want you to think I'm reading something out of some other Bible other than what the word of God. We have 3-4 Bibles here. We got King James, got the Messenger, we got God's Word, we got the New Living Bible. But I like what it means, so y'all can hear her. Y'all can hear somebody else, and it's not me.
Amen.
But in John 15, that's another thing, too. He said, I am the true vine. See, why he said that? Because you got these districts out here talking about they divine. I'm God. I'm Christ. No, he says, I'm the true vine. But in John 15, I think it's Pastor, read 6 and 7.
Okay, Pastor. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen.
So the condition is you have to abide in him, and he said, my word abide in you, and you shall ask. Listen, brothers and sisters, the condition is you got to abide in him, and he'll abide in you. How about that? How do you abide in him? Abiding in his word. That word abide means to live in, set up residence. Like, you know, you just moved into a new place. You put stuff on the wall, you know, because you're finna live there. You hang your dishes, you hang your curtains, you know, you hang your TVs, you fix stuff later. You're like, because you're abiding, you stand there. So that's how you should prepare the word of God to stay in there for every answer, every situation. Boom, run and get what the scriptures say. And then turn around and rightly divide the word of truth. Don't wrongly do it now, because I'm going to tell you, I've been guilty of wrongly dividing the word of truth.
So have I, Pastor. So have I.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that. So you don't want to do that. You want the Holy Ghost to teach you the truth. Not you teach the Holy Ghost, but allow the Holy Spirit to literally teach you.
Hallelujah.
Well, I know
Amen.
Okay, all right, fine. It says that, but allow the Holy Spirit to rightly divide that to say, well, this goes here and this goes there. It's okay to say, I am, or it's okay to say, for instance, through Christ, I can do all things, but you have to say, through Christ. You just don't care, God. I can do it all. I can do anything. I mean, with Christ. No, it's in Christ. That's right there. It's in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ.
You're
in Christ. You seated at the right hand side of the Father.
Yes.
God see us through Christ. We'll never shine in the eyes of God. No flesh can be glorified. But let me say this, because tomorrow we'll get into it. Tomorrow we'll really get into it, because we're going to talk about the relationship with the world. Because I'm going to tell you how to try these spirits, these seven ways. We're going to talk about receiving Christianity, attitude toward life, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and most of all, the Word of God. So I'm going to tell you how to test, how you can test anything, especially when it comes to the spiritual things. But anything can be tested. If it can't be tested, you don't want to use. When you buy a car, I guarantee you test drive it. Some of y'all just turn the radio on, but others test drive. They put the pedal to the metal. They want to see what it'll do. They want to see if the brakes are working right. They want to see, they test it to see how that thing going to work, if it's going to be okay, if it's going to make it.
Yeah.
Some of y'all that cook food, sometimes you test it to see if, okay, yeah, this is spicy enough. That's it right there. You test, you put a test to it. Every part of life, believe it or not, that testing you're doing, if you ain't doing it but doing a peek to something, you're putting a test to it, peeping it, you're putting a test to it. Okay, let me see if this is okay. You know. Let me look at it.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to stop there. If anybody have anything they want to say or whatever, press 1 and we'll let you in. Any comments? Now, let it be based on scripture. Whatever you come in, not like that. And I think this is guy again, but he wants to say things that's not scripture, and it's okay. But you just can't do it here. If you do it here, you got to have scripture, brothers and sisters. We can keep on here. I'm going to talk about the man talking about he want to marry his mama. And that's crazy. He got on the station and said that. I want to hear that craziness. That's a bunch of foolishness. I know what spirit that is.
Yeah.
He's in error. Now, that doesn't mean he can't be saved. Now, we pray for that, brother, that he'll come to know who Christ really is. You got a lot of folks out here, they need to know who Christ is because they've been operating under false teaching. They've been bamboozled. I was there, and I don't want nobody else to be there. Deception. And we may even do that, Holy Spirit versus deception. I mean, you got to test and see if what you got is really real. How you know what you're doing is real?
Right, all right. Come on.
So you've accepted the fact you sold out because you think a thing. You don't want to go to the next level with it. That's crazy. That's foolishness. Why are you going to risk your eternal life because you felt like this is right? No, you need to know it's right. And it needs to be predicated on the Word of God, since that's what you're believing in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to believe in it, you might as well be a heathen. It won't make any difference. But if it make a difference to you, you ought to be concerned about where you're finna spend eternal life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, press one. Anyway.
Amen. I just wanted to read John 15:6-7 from the Message Bible. And it says, anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. Amen.
Yeah. And because you say that you're connected with God because you attend the Sunday school or Sabbath school or morning worship, you know, you got 25,000 religion out here. So because you say that, that doesn't mean you're abiding in Christ. That don't mean you're connected with him. That simply means what you say is what you want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
I better say that again.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible says, if a man abide in me, you may not be abiding in him. Because if you don't, you'll be cast forth as a well, I know I ain't cast forth. How you know? How you know you're just not hanging? So I'm saying you have to test the Spirit by the Spirit and see if you're really in Christ or not. If you're in his word, then you're rightly dividing the word of truth. You're there. When you don't mind dying, being crucifying the flesh, you're there. But if you got a problem with dying out of self, you're into pride.
All right.
Yeah, I'll just tell you straight up. You got to crucify self and say, okay, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Show it to me in the word, and I'm going to do it. Everybody that God ever dealt with, he gave them scripture.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah. He didn't give them feelings. He gave them the word. That
what he
gave them. Same thing you got. It's the word of God. You don't have to, well, you know, I need to see a sign. You don't want to see a sign from God. Trust me. You want to take him at his word and flow.
Mm-hmm.
So if he said love, like I love, take it. I told some people the other day, I said, this is going to blow your mind. He said, well, say it to me anyway, preacher. I said, it's going to blow your mind. Say it to me, preacher. I said, okay, I'm going to tell you. The Lord said you are capable of loving like he loved.
Yeah.
Oh, God didn't teach you that. I said, no, he showed it to me in the word. Then I had to take him over there to John 13:33-34. I said, you have the ability to love like Christ loved. He didn't want to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to accept the fact that he could love like God loved. And then when I showed it to him over there, he said, well, I never read that like that. I said, yeah, because you won't let the Holy Spirit rightly divide the word of truth. So I took it to John, I think it was 13:33-34. But it said this. I'll read it for your hearing, or I'll get pastor to read it. But it says, a new commandment I give unto you. Love one another as I have loved you. She said, doing it like just like I did to you. Now, you're capable of loving like me now.
Yeah.
He said that you also love one another. If you do it like I do it, see, we're capable, because he wouldn't tell us to love like him if he couldn't. If I tell you to cook like me, I need to give you the same tools I have, the same ingredients. I mean, I have to give you the same, so you have the same ability. You can love just like Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You didn't have to do a whole bunch of money to get saved. I don't think you had gave up a whole bunch of money to get saved. So here, preacher, here's $100. I want to get saved. You didn't do that.
Nope.
I know Evangelist Renee gave up all that money to get her foot healed. She just prayed and believed First Peter, that by his stripes I'm healed. That's what she stood on. That's how she got healed.
Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, you have to try these spirits by the Spirit and see if it be of God. Anybody else? Press one. Anyone else? Press one. Okay. If not, tomorrow is Thursday, right, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah, tomorrow is Thankful Thursday. Well, I tell you, that Thanksgiving thing just kind of throw me a whack. And then I had a funeral Monday and got one Friday. But anyway, tomorrow is Thankful Thursday. Come. We still going to share some of these thoughts that we told you about. So y'all come tomorrow.